The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Wednesday afternoon. What a privilege to welcome you to the program, and what a privilege to be on this side of the microphone and to be your host. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, this is not the story I was going to lead with, but breaking news just popped up on my computer from the Washington Post. Breaking news, Senate passes $4.6 billion emergency aid bill to address border crisis amid criticism of Trump administration's immigration policy. Now, there is nothing funny, there is nothing entertaining about what's going on at our southern border. Absolutely nothing. It is a crisis. But what is entertaining is the way the media and the Democrats have changed their tune on this. Now, again, this aid bill, $4.6 billion for emergency aid for the, and I'm quoting, the crisis at the border, led by the Democrats. Everywhere you turn, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, we got a crisis, we got a crisis, we got to do something about it. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, we've got a crisis at the border. Jim Acosta at CNN, we have a crisis at the border. We've got to do something. Well, just a few months ago, it was quite different. In fact... Right after, some of you may remember this, President Trump back in January declared a humanitarian crisis at the border in a primetime Oval Office address. Remember that? That was just this past January. Primetime Oval Office address, Donald Trump, President of the United States, said, "We have a humanitarian crisis at the southern border." That was in January. Immediately after his speech, Chuck and Nancy stood side by side, remember this, and held a press conference immediately after the president's press conference. And they said, quote, "Donald Trump is working to manufacture a crisis, stoke fear, and divert attention from the turmoil in his administration." The very next day, the Democratic leader, the leader of the Democratic Party at that time, Tom Perez, said, "The crisis at the border is a manufactured crisis. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was in January. There's no crisis. It's a manufactured crisis. In February, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez described, quote, a crisis that doesn't exist. Senator Elizabeth Warren tweeted back in February, we're not falling for a fake crisis. In fact, here is her complete tweet. Oh, no, I was wrong. This was not in February. This was on March 14th, much more recent. March 14th, Elizabeth Warren tweeted, a fake crisis at the border is fear-mongering of the worst kind, and we're not falling for it. I vote to terminate the president's ridiculous national emergency. Mm-hmm. 6 months ago, CNN's Jim Acosta stood along the Mexican border on the southern part of the United States, and he was, you may remember this, patting on the steel slats and declaring that he didn't see anything resembling, quote, imminent danger. He said, and I quote, no sign of the national emergency that the president has been talking about. Pretty tranquil down here, Jim Acosta said. Mm-hmm. CNN's Kirsten Powers told Anderson Cooper just about the, at the time of the new year, she said to Anderson Cooper, the entire thing is something that's been manufactured to basically gin up support for a wall. The New York Times political editor, Patrick Healy, said on CNN in April, this is a manufactured crisis occurring at the border. That was then. We're talking just a few months ago. The Democrats in the House and the Senate were speaking in unison. There is no crisis. It's a manufactured crisis. It's a fake crisis. The mainstream media was decrying Donald Trump's declaration that this was a crisis. That was just a few months ago. In unison, Democrats and the mainstream media, there is no crisis. Now, some of you may have seen the heart-wrenching image of the father and the little baby face down in the water at the Rio Grande River. They drowned trying to get into our country. And it is heart-wrenching. Well, CNN covered it extensively. And here is the quote from today's CNN. Shocking image illustrates the crisis at America's southern border. Yesterday, Nancy Pelosi, who back in January said, there's no crisis, it's a manufactured crisis, it's a fake crisis, just January. Yesterday, Nancy Pelosi stood on the floor of the House of Representatives and said, quote, we have a crisis on our southern border. Yeah. So now the very same people, the very same people who just a few months ago said the president is imagining a crisis, it's a fake crisis, it's a manufactured crisis, there is no crisis. Today, the very same people are speaking in unison. We have a crisis. The president won't do anything about it, so we got to pass an emergency aid bill. Yeah, back in January, the president declared a national emergency because, again, I'm quoting, of a humanitarian crisis at the southern border. And with one voice, the Democrats and the mainstream media made fun of him, said there was no crisis. And now we have a crisis and the president won't do anything about it. Well, the president has been trying to do something about it. Oh. You just have to hope that the American people are not as stupid as the liberal left believes they are. You have to hope. I don't know. But you have to hope that the American public are not as stupid. You would hope that the American people will have at least a little bit of short-term memory. Anyway, there is a crisis. It is a humanitarian crisis, and it's sad. All right. When we come back, we'll get to something more positive, more uplifting. We're going to talk for just a moment about the Ark. Yeah, that's good news. I'll have that when we return.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Many of you have probably been to the Ark Encounter down in Kentucky. If you have not, well, you need to go, and now there will be more reasons to go. I have only been there once, and I would love to go back, and I was there on Media Day before it actually opened to the general public, and it was incredible. It was absolutely incredible, but almost none of the landscaping was done. It was a muddy mess. The restaurant wasn't open. The zoo wasn't open. The zip lines weren't working. Not even all of the exhibits inside the Ark were actually up and working. So I understand it is absolutely beautiful, the landscaping and so forth, and I would love to get back. Attendance projections are right on target. Way, way, way over a million visitors have visited the Ark. In fact, from from July 2017 to June of 2018, 860,000 tickets to the Ark Encounter was sold. Now, that does not include children who were free. I don't know what the age limit is, but young children are free. That doesn't include the season ticket holders. These are brand new adult and youth tickets sold. July 2017 to June 2018, 860,000 brand new tickets were sold. They are projecting that from July 2018 to June of 2019 is going to be considerably larger. They are projecting this year somewhere between 1.4 million and 2.4 million visitors, and they are expanding. In an announcement released on Monday of this week, they announced some major changes. They're going to build a 2,500-seat auditorium with a 70-foot-long LED screen. They're going to expand the size of the Ararat Ridge Zoo, which I understand is already pretty big. They're opening a very large family play space, quote, built by Playground Equipment Services. This family play area is accessible by all children and adults. They are expanding the landscaping. Ken Ham said, quote, I'm very pleased to report that while most attractions see their best attendance in year one and then experience a drop-off, we have seen exactly the opposite. They said Ark Encounter has experienced another increase in yearly attendance. So, those of you who were there a year ago, you may find several other new attractions if you go now. And to those of us who went when they first opened, evidently there's a lot of new stuff to see at the Ark Encounter down in Kentucky. And I hope if you haven't been there, you will get there. It's massive. It is hard to describe it. And then there's also the Creation Museum. And if you're a regular listener, pardon the repetition, but my first trip to the Creation Museum, which was right after it opened, I was there and broadcast live shortly after they opened. So that's been several years ago. I was expecting it to be good because I was familiar with Ken Ham and Answers in Genesis. You know, I was expecting it to be good. I was totally, absolutely blown away. It is hard to express how much it surpassed my expectations. Now, this is several years ago, and they've made a lot of improvements since then. But when they developed it, when they designed it, they had people from Universal Studios. They had people from Disney. It is extraordinarily well designed, built. And the thing that impressed me more than anything else in my first visit, I've been there now, I think, three times. But what impressed me the first time the most was it gives both sides of the issues, like the fossil exhibit. The fossil exhibit is fascinating, and there will be a fossil there of whatever animal it is. And then below, it will say, here is what the natural science people say. Those are the evolutionists. Here's what the natural science evolutionists say about this fossil. Then right beside it, it will say, here is what the creationists say about this fossil. And an explanation from both. So you can make up your own mind. I dare you to find any natural science museum on planet Earth that will give you a fossil and then the interpretation by creation scientists. Doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. And most of you know that when it comes to the controversy concerning evolution and creation, the creationists have always been much, 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 much more open to debate and discussion than the evolutionists. That's why every few years, most states around America have a debate in the State Board of Education about science standards. The intelligent design people and the creationists say, hey, just teach both sides. Let the kids make up their mind. Teach evolution. Fine, that's okay. But right beside it, teach the problems with evolution and intelligent design, and then give the arguments to both and let the kids make up their own mind. That is fine with the creationists and the intelligent design people. It is never fine with the evolutionists. Never. They never, ever want the kids to get both sides. Doesn't that tell you something? I think it should. Hey, many of you shop at Wayfair. Wait till you hear this goofy story from employees at Wayfair when we come back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.